the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Welcome to the greatest hits of all four seasons. Laugh along with your witches in this very special highlight reel. Don't forget to buy tickets to the live show October 25th in Arvada, Colorado. Search Eventbrite, our website, goodwitch-badwitch.com, or the Facebook page, Good Witch Bad Witch Podcast Group, to purchase and donate tickets to this very special event. Here come the witches, Shelly, Lisa, and Daryl. Do you remember that one time the Good Witch came up with the new viral sensation catchphrase, Season of the Pot Roast? I wonder where our millions of dollars are.
I regret not liking me in my 20s as much as I like me now in my 50s.
That's a great one.
Because yeah. I would like to have had better times with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah. I have good times with me almost every morning.
Mornings, huh?
Whatever.
Morning, you know,
I'm perkier. I'm a morning person. That's gross. So that's gross. I totally agree with you because... I don't know. Where's my point? Pain creates character. You know, mistakes create, you know, yeah. And it takes time to season the pot roast with right. You being the pot roast. You know, yeah, tears.
I've never had anybody call me a pot roast before.
It's the same. Thing. I just made up.
I like it.
I'm going to have magnets made.
It's called season the pot roast. That's
right.
What it is. And then people will drive by and they're like, that means like yourself.
You're the pot roast here, buddy.
It's a little
Say
bit
hello
of a
to
thinker.
Carrots.
Yeah. Like it gets like internationally blown out.
Totally. That's
how we get our millions.
Shelly's favorite things, t-shirts, you know, that say that you're the pot roast.
You're the pot roast.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
Like yourself. And there's like a little asterisk that says what it's supposed to mean so that the people who don't, it's going to be so famous we don't even have to explain it.
Totally.
Yeah.
You're the pot roast lady, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
We all know the witches love playing guessing games, but they often go sideways, and we end up with something like this.
All right. It's interesting sometimes when there's three of us, because you don't want to be like two against one or united against a common enemy or anything like that. We're united. We're a team. With that being said, I'm going to play a song when you wake up in the morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day. I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa!
You didn't even ring in!
I'm just being your backup, bro. Like I said, anytime this song comes on, I gotta jump in.
It's time to feel good!
Oh, yeah, now it's time to feel good!
Who sings it?
I used to think maybe you love me. Now, baby, I'm sure. Now I just can't wait till the day when you walk at that door.
Knock at my door.
That door.
Whichever.
Whatever.
Who sings it?
Katrina and the Waves. I get
too close.
Yay!
Did you know the Good Witch has a very special talent? That's right. She does a mean Eddie Vedder impression. Check this one out.
Like a wizard on the way out of you. Mother and daughter too. And I know you'll be a star. And a baby. And a bobbity. And a baby. Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie. Oh my God. That was the Sugar Heel Gang with Eddie Vedder on their vocals singing Another One Bites the Dust. Ship, shop, shibbity doo, bobbity, bop, bibbity, bop.
I'm Chicken Master.
I hate the Chicken Master.
I don't know why. No.
We all know that dogs are man's best friend, but would your dog get you out of jail? Listen to this story.
So my well of wisdom is animals. This one, of course, is about a dog. Loyal dog springs owner from jail.
Ooh.
When someone is arrested, it's not uncommon for the loved ones to come down and pay bail or plead for the release. And such was the case with when a Dominican Republican did not. He was not a Republican.
Dominican Republic. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. I have okay. Let me. And such was the case when a Dominican man was taken into custody by. He was a Dominican Republican.
It's just fun to say it flows.
Yeah.
I don't know what his affiliation was.
You got it, girl.
A Dominican man was taken into custody by police for violating curfew, except his loved one was of the canine variety. We don't know what his affiliation he had. I'm going to lose my mind.
Oh, no.
Registered.
As seen, yeah. As seen on a police Facebook video, the dog strolls incompetently and begs for his owner's release. It worked. You know why I'm going to let him go? Because anyone can come in here, and that dog came and told me that the man was his, and that's why I'm going to let him go. The police colonel, Jose Francisco de la Cruz Mercedes, the his name is Jose Francisco de la Cruz Mercedes. This is the first time I have handed over a prisoner to the dog. The man, for his part, reported, promised to behave going forward.
Nice.
Do you remember that one time the bad witch went balls deep into a trash bin?
What are you talking about, Lise?
Okay, so mine's going to be a little different this time. So my what you talking about is going to be a confession.
Uh-oh.
I need to confess to something.
Uh-oh.
I knew that.
How much time you got?
Right.
Okay, you guys, so...
You're on the clock.
I know. Listen up here. So here's my confession. I seriously want you to buckle up, because this is... Okay.
Go over.
So, as you know, for Christmas, Steve Baker gave us all Christmas...
Goodies.
Best treats. Yeah. Savory, sweet, delicious.
Yes. So he had four... things
of each thing.
Yeah, so one for Daryl, one for Shelley, one for Lisa, one for Paul. They were in their own little containers. Like, it said Shelley, mm-hmm. and then it said what each cookie was.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Clearly marked.
Clearly, completely marked. And there was like two, I mean, it was like, not only, it was like perfectly... Packaged out.
Mm-hmm.
Each one had exactly the same amount. So it was like molasses brown cookie. There was two of them.
He's a thorough man.
Yeah.
And it was beautifully written on. Each yes. one had its own little, and then it was like in a bag. It was so amazing. Now, in all of these cookies, he had also made, like I said, some Chex mixes. Mm-hmm. And then he made this toffee that was like the Heath bar of Score bars on mm-hmm. crack mm-hmm. and the best thing that I've ever put it in my mouth.
Yes.
In my whole life.
Buttery, chocolatey, crunchy, chewy.
Seriously, like I can't stop thinking about it. Best thing I've ever, ever, ever eaten. Mm-hmm. Daryl doesn't like sweets as much. He had, I think he had like maybe one of everything in this net. Mm-hmm. And we had put them in this cookie box.
Okay.
And they were on the counter. And so every now and again, he didn't eat all of his toffee. Mm-hmm. So every now and again, I would kind of go and I would like look at it and stuff. And I was like, it's still there, but I didn't do anything and stuff. And so like a couple, like, cause it's like now, like, right, you know, now it's been a month after Christmas or whatever this and that.
What's he waiting for?
Right. So I went down one morning and I looked and the whole complete cookie box was gone. He had thrown
away.
Yes.
The world's best toffee?
Yes.
Oh, no. You should have stole it.
No. My confession?
You took it out of the trash.
My Costanza. I took it, and we're not talking. It was in the trash, like in our kitchen. It was in the trash in the garage, down at the bottom of the nasty trash can.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Costanza.
Totally, completely balls, like
dumpster dives.
Got that
my balls.
Got that taffy that was toffee that was inside the box, yes. inside a bag.
I would have done
so.
The
it
same
wasn't
thing.
Dirty.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Just spent the night in the
toffee out.
Yes,
and hid it in my drawer.
Yeah.
And I've been eating it little by little.
Yeah. No regrets.
Nope.
No, I would have done the same thing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I thought really the biggest confession of all was that you have balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wow.
That's a testament to Steve's cooking. Also a nice justification. Well, Daryl doesn't even really like sweets. You know. But you didn't steal them, and you could have.
I could have. I never stole it until he threw it away, and then I was like, "Don't you dare!"
I didn't know the shelf life on it, so I figure after a month, probably should. But hey, have at it, bud.
I'm giving him a drinking water.
And later, can you show me those balls?
I was balls deep into the trash.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
Lame. Yeah, good.
Well, I like what you're talking about there.
You don't really know anybody until you have a sleepover with that particular person. Listen to this story.
I just have a funny story about our tech witch that I learned about him. I've known him, gosh, since we were 6 years old, but you never really know somebody till later in life when they're adults and they've grown up and, you know, we were up at Shelly and Brian's cabin this last weekend, and we ended up staying the night up there because we did that big show, you know, the big sales show, whatever. And so it was time to go to bed, and the gals had already conked out, so it was just the three of us up, you know, me, Brian, and Paul. And so Paul goes, hey, you know, I'm going to need to take a shower in the morning. And Brian goes, okay, no, not a problem, you know. So he comes out, and he hands Paul a towel, and Paul goes, no wash rag? And I go, dude, I go, we're in the mountains. Just, you're fine. And Brian's like, yeah, I'll be right back.
Yeah, so, we have washed out.
So he comes back with a wash rag, and Paul's like, thank you. So Paul goes, so where am I going to sleep? And Brian said, well, you can, let's pull out this nice bed we got here, a couch bed. And so he pulls it out, and there's a couple of blankets Shelly had set out, and Paul goes, no sheet? And Brian goes, I about lost. I go, Paul, come on. And Brian goes, yeah, you just kind of throw this blanket down, and you lay on top of that.
We're there 3 days a month. We did 9,000 spread, what is it, spreadsheets?
Yeah, so I was like, oh my god, blowing it. Like, so, and then I go, and you've got pillows too. Look, buddy, you got pillows.
Shelly has a spreadsheet for how many sheets she needs for that month.
That's what it is. Sheets.
Yeah,
yep, so I just was, I kind of gave him shit about it all weekend. So, you
He's
know.
He's not good at roughing it.
No, I was like, dude, really? Come
he
on now.
Delightful though.
We
had a great, great time.
Haunted houses and dick ghosts. The man which really doesn't like them dick ghosts.
Do you think, well, we've talked about this a million times. Would you, if the price was right, would you buy a haunted house?
Sure. Oh, man.
I don't think I could sleep in one for one night.
Oh, you mean to, like, live there?
Yeah.
No, I would buy it and rent it out. I don't think I'd live. I mean, I'd stay for one night, but I wouldn't live there forever.
Yeah. We lived in one for a while. So
that is true. We did live in
a haunted house.
But, are the ghosts benevolent, or are they stabby? I mean, I'm guessing you get all
You know, I don't like those dick ghosts. Like them.
What's a dick ghost?
Well, they have people that actually waken up, and they've had bite marks and stuff.
I thought you meant just the body part.
That's a phallic
of a... I am a phallic symbol with my balls.
Dick goes.
I represent control and patriarchy.
They just have little socks.
Are you Papa Boner?
That they just cut little eyes out of socks and put it over it. And they're like, look at me.
We're from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I need attention.
And that's what I'm talking about.
I want to go sleep in the dick ghost house. I'm so lonely.
Why every?
Oh, that's a penis.
Why everywhere do I walk? I keep getting stabbed in the back with something.
Ow.
Oh, my ghosts have one eye. And that's what she was talking about.
Cool wind in your hair and your naked butt cheeks surrounding a banana seat can only mean one thing.
Of people in various states of undress cruise the streets of Philadelphia to cheers from onlookers Saturday evening in the 15th annual Naked Bike Ride. The annual ride, which started in 2009, is billed as promoting cycling. Oh yeah, that's what it's promoting, as a key form of transportation and fuel conscious consumption. You just might ride your bike to go get gas for your
shell.
That'd be so much better.
Drop trowel and just run them out.
Yeah, nobody will notice.
No wind resistance.
Right. It is also meant to encourage body positivity. Organizers stress, however, that participants aren't required to ride completely in the buff, telling them to get as bare as you dare.
Ooh, do they require require a helmet?
That would be awesome.
I haven't got that far yet. Well, let's see. Or like, okay, here's the thing. Banana seats, am I right?
Am I right?
Do they have a muff buffer?
Okay, there's more. Organizers said the ride wasn't limited to only bicycles and welcome all forms of human-powered transportation, such as rollerblades, skates, skateboards, and scooters.
No.
My knees. If you fall on your rollerblades. They also point to a code of conduct that bears any kind of physical or sexual harassment.
Oh, okay.
What about looking up and down and up and down?
Did you see what she wasn't wearing?
Right.
Why do you have mirrored glasses on?
The course changes each year, but generally highlights city landmarks. This year, the riders assembled in the city's large Fairmont Park, and some getting themselves adorned with body paint before starting the 12-mile route down the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, past Historic City Hall to Tony Rittenton's Square. Who's Tony Rittenton? And why isn't it
look up
capitalized? That makes me mad. This is a story. You should use proper capitalization.
Come on, guys.
And then to South Philadelphia before heading back north around the U.S. Mint and ending in West Philadelphia Park near Drexel University. The ride used to be held in September. Now remember, this was August. Often the temperature is around 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but enough of the naked riders mentioned the feeling chilly
shrinkage.
That it was moved to August several years ago. The 2020 ride was called off because of the pandemic.
Can I just say one thing here?
You can.
Sunblock, right?
Sunblock, am I right?
Banana seats.
Also, somebody said, hey, nice crack. And they're like, no way. And he's like, the Liberty Bell.
And he's like, in the sidewalk, silly.
And then there's a guy running around, yo, Adrian, do you see that?
My eyes are right here.
Crazy with some kamikaze karaoke.
Yeah, we are going to do another episode. We've gotten a lot of asks to do our to do our kamikaze karaoke.
I'm a bell boy, because I'm in the jailhouse rock. Maybe
that a good one to shift the chorus?
You're good.
My pelvis is a shaking. It's all shook up.
Look. She's here I go, Mr. President.
What?
The biggie waist and the big thief's in the yes, I'm grown. Wanna pull her? President, I just don't know the words.
I fell into a rain of fire. Fell into burning rain of fire. I went down, down, down. The flames went much higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Hey, ladies, I had no idea the different names you can call your vagina. Listen to the bad witch, she'll explain.
Speaking of meanings, I was looking up some double meanings of things, and I just wanted, this probably has nothing to do with anything, but if you ever do have a misunderstanding, in case somebody is calling your vagina something you didn't know.
Calling your what?
Vagina.
Okay.
She says it so cute.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Your vagina.
Well, that's vagina.
Have you ever seen the spelling of vagina? Speaking of spellings.
That's how you say it when you're country like me. Vagina.
Your vagina or you are vagina?
It's your.
Is it me vagina?
So for your badge, this is what somebody may be calling if they say they're talking about these, they're talking about a vagina.
Okay.
Bits.
Oh, your like lady bits?
Yeah, clean your bits.
Your minky.
Oh, that's cute.
Minky.
I like that one.
Sure.
Your foo-foo.
Oh, that's nice.
Thingy.
Sure.
It's my thingy. Your bean.
Oh, yeah.
Your Mary Ellen.
Oh.
Have you heard
Mary that Ellen?
No.
The downstairs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your Fandango. Your little lady garden.
Oh.
And my personal favorite.
Please.
The penis flytrap.
Oh, nice. I like that better than Boner Garage.
Yeah.
That's
one.
Nice.
Cool. So somebody says, bring on over your penis flytrap, Shelly.
You want to bring something. Your...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I've been warned. Yeah. I've been schooled. I've been taught.
When you hear the phrase, you can't make this shit up, it usually means it's the truth. Well, we know a certain manwich that can come up with the best shit.
This would be more of a girl thing, but I'm sure, you know.
What's a tampon for two?
No. Oh, tampon for two.
They're still around.
Just stand so close to each other.
Lisa! That doesn't even make any sense. Square is square.
What do you mean by tampon partner?
That it doesn't even make sense.
Oh, my tampon twin.
Oh my goodness.
Which you're talking about is which you get here today. Which is the way we want it. So, you get it. Now, ladies, which you talking about?
What we have here is a failure to communicate. That was the line Shelly was
saying. We were waiting. Oh, she figured it out, guys. So, for Patreon, there's a little bit extra for you.
Yeah,
you
know? There's some frosting in
between.
A
little bit extra footage for you. But,
my favorite is still when Daryl cues himself.
He points to himself.
Daryl, bring it in. He's like, yep.
Yep. I'm it. I and scene.
It's a consummate professional.
Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who wants to go first? I feel like I always go first.
I found, like I said, this little useless knowledge today, but what you're talking about was the Ouija board, folks, who, you know, I'm a big fan of, and I have a beautifully old 100-some-year-old Ouija board, me and Lisa Dude, down in our studio that one of her clients gave us. But I found out that the Ouija board name came from a woman right here in Colorado. Denver,
yeah.
Colorado.
Maybe we have her Ouija board.
Probably. Whoa. That'd be cool if it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm like, wow, who? I just thought maybe there's some old witchy thing, this and that. But no, just some gal from Colorado called it the Ouija board.
Did she say why she named it that?
The article was not completely on. I just got the first part of it, but I'm going to go back and research
it. Wasn't complete. He didn't read the whole article. It wasn't completely on.
Failure to find more out about the Ouija board.
I love how he
got here is lying about information.
He's all... The article was not concise. I'm like, no, you read the title.
As a journalist, I think you should give other article writers credit.
I don't want to get, you know, I don't want the prize this year. I want you guys to get something this year.
True. Okay.
Oh, man.
But that's what your manwich is talking about over here.
You live in such a cute little bubble.
I like it.
He needs to be called out every now and again. I'm his bullshit.
Only the witches can compare teeth in your head with NFL teams. Listen to this.
Sometimes Daryl comes up with shit. Like, I asked him yesterday, I was like, how many teams are in the NFL? He's like, 32. And I was like, seriously? And he's like, I don't know, let me look. It was 32.
Oh, I thought that's how many teeth you have. Can both things be true?
I think, yes. And I think that each one of your teeth is named after an NFL team.
And make sure you brush those teeth.
I lost the Rams.
Did you?
I need to get a new one.
Yeah. I had to have...
I have a few of them that were kicked out of the league.
I had to have my Saints take it out. Because they were, like, just way too big. They hurt.
And the one that keeps moving, I call it the Raiders.
Do you?
Yes. It just keeps shifting around.
That's amazing.
You know which one I call the one that keeps losing? The Bronco.
Oh, yeah. You keep losing it and putting it back and losing it.
I love dental humor.
Today.
Who doesn't, really?
Why don't we get somebody, some mantras that's, like, a dental place? They would love it.
I don't know. We should have anybody sponsor us. That we would love it. I'm telling you.
Comfort Dental, we're a scream.
Yeah. If you work at Comfort Dental, would like for us to sponsor us, please give us a call. Yeah.
This little segment deserves two thumbs up.
I didn't want to say it on the air, but I think I told it the last time that I went to school with that girl, Heather, that had no thumbs.
Every good story starts with a
kid. Well, no, this is so.
Didn't they make you square dance with her?
No. But she came over and she, like, we had the same birthday.
Oh, that's what it was.
And she's like this, and she's like, here's your Valentine. Oh. And I'm like, ah! She's freaking out because she had no thumbs.
Right.
So every field trip that we went on, we'd have to hold hands. So here,
hold
my hand. And I'm all like, I hope she had a good life.
She's not dead yet. It doesn't kill you. It doesn't kill you.
The thing is, she's probably some freaking hot supermodel in another country and stuff.
Fuck. I have so much mascara in my eye.
Oh, no.
Okay. There's a special place in hell for us.
Yes, there is.
The witches compare Area 54 with Studio 51. Or is it Area 51 and Studio 54? Listen and find out.
And may I say weird, wacky, mysterious witches, because there are so many things about space that we don't understand. So we either try to understand them by using science and logic, or we make shit up.
Right. Yeah.
So we had a discussion earlier about mysteries, conspiracies regarding space, walking on the moon. And as Lisa said, Studio 54. And we found out she meant Area 51.
But I get my areas and studios and numbers mixed up. Yeah.
But if you want to see some party and cocaine disco aliens,
hail to
you
the
Area 54.
They even have documentaries on that,
or
honey.
Studio 51.
Liza Minnelli's in it.
All the people from the 70s.
The Campbell Suit
Area
guy.
54.
What was his name?
Oh my God, that's
Andy
Bobby
Warhol.
Ben.
Yeah, well, Andy Warhol looked like an alien to begin with. So yeah, like they're right there. Look,
Robbie's the joint.
I think Robbie Benson went there with his doubloons.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
toss him out.
That's right, throwing him at bitches.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh.
So I mean, just starting there, right from the get go, do you guys believe that the moon landing was a real thing?
Yes,
I do, because now of some of the research that they're doing about the moon, and I just watched a thing that they're trying to gather up moon dust.
Do you put it up your moon nose at Studio 54?
I'm sorry, you guys, but if you could see Daryl, he was so, like, serious about this. That's what made me start laughing.
Okay, so you know that they have 3D printers that are building houses now.
Yes. Yes. And, like, organs.
Yes, they're going to make... I can't even take myself serious right now. My wife is killing
me. Moon dust with 3D printers.
No. Oh. They're going to use the 3D printers. They want to land one on the moon to use the moon dust as kind of almost the same thing as concrete.
Okay.
You mix it to build a moon station.
Oh, would you live in a moon station?
I'd be in a moon. It would be a moon unit.
Yeah. It would be in a good moon.
Lisa's dying over here.
We have a lot to unpack here.
Okay. Yeah.
So, we all think
you
that
can only
the moon
take
landing
so much
really
moon.
Happened.
Okay. I seriously, as a child in 1969, I visualized it.
Do you remember watching that on TV?
I do, I'm and sure. I was only 2 years old.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
You know, but I remember everybody was gathered around the TV.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I didn't know what I was watching, but I'm sitting there, but I remember it was a big to-do.
Yeah.
And I retained so much stuff from my youth. I mean, I even know stuff
your
before I was born.
Way back.
I was in the womb. No, I'm just kidding. No.
I don't remember it.
But I remember that. Just remember that night. It seemed like the most important thing ever, and I can still, to this day, kind of really remember that. And I was only two.
In your memory, did you have a color TV or a black and white TV?
We had black and white.
Yeah.
But, and plus it was in black. Yeah, we weren't rich yet.
Yeah.
Was there a color TV then?
I think so. I mean,
well, yeah. Across
you
the street.
You guys need to get it. I don't remember it, and I wasn't born.
Yeah,
so that's why.
That's funny.
Oh, Lisa, you're funny.
What do pink and a caveman gymnast have in common? Listen to this.
The one that that came to my mind is So What by Pink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember when I heard that the first time and then I saw the video. She's like, you know, talking about what a douche that her husband is. And she's so upset. But she's like, well, so what? I'm a rock star. I got my rock moves and I don't need you.
Yes.
And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm going to show you tonight. I'm all right. And you're a tool. And I just Yes. I loved that.
Oh, she's so great.
She's so amazing. I remember, I mean, it's like, it's not that profound and it's kind of childish and stuff, but it was just like, good for you for just being like,
yes,
you, dude, you're a tool and I'm a rock star. What are you doing? And I, and being yes. rules, man.
And that's then, an excellent one. And that's how you feel.
Yeah.
You do feel childish and revengeful.
Yeah, you're like, you know, and you want, like, you go, it's like the different steps where you're like, you weren't there. You know, that whole part where she's like, you know, and how cool is she that she had him in her fucking video?
Yes.
Well, and you that's know, what got like, them back together, too. Well,
true, mean, yeah. But, like, she's that cool that she calls him a tool and then says, get in my video, bitch.
And he probably went, well, yeah.
Yeah,
I am
that's
a tool
the least you could do.
Right.
I do flips on motorcycles and this and that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Know, yeah.
He was famous, too, yeah?
Yeah, he yeah, was. He's a
drummer.
No.
No, he's no. a
magician.
He's a motocross guy,
garbage.
But he did the first backflip.
On a motocross. On a motorcycle. He's a motocross.
Yeah, the first backflip. Then you're like, what?
In the world?
The look on Shelly's face was like,
was
are you
wrong.
Kidding me? How old was this guy?
He's married to a caveman gymnast. Oh
the look on Shelly's face when I said that, though, she looked at me like,
she did the first one.
The flying Houdinis or whatever.
For no reason. I thought Nadia Comaneci.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know. Thank you for the clarification.
Who's Pinkman? The guy who did the first back.
You've heard of snakes on a plane, but have you heard about a cricket in the studio?
We're down in the studio, guys, and it's just hot. And, you know, I don't know why it's hotter than it usually is down here. It's usually nice and cool, so I had to open up a window. But welcome the crickets to the show, by the way.
Yeah, now
yeah, hopefully you don't mind. It's,
why
it's,
don't you talk to it?
It's what's up, homie?
No, not like that.
Oh, wait, hold on.
They're in love.
Okay, there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
He said, what's up, homie?
Friends come in various shapes and sizes. But did you know that they also come in various animal types? Take a listen to this.
I'm going back to my favorite resource, Nice News, and my favorite subject, which is animals.
Nice.
And this article is almost verbatim about a man who befriends a wild fish.
What?
So there's an old well-known adage about friendship. Friends come in all shapes and sizes. For Rex Culebra, that couldn't be more true. The Wisconsin diver has developed a unique bond with a wild smallmouth bass. He named Elvis. My closest friend is a fish, he said. That lonely motherfucker.
He goes like this. I said
nice news doesn't have.
My friend is a fish, baby. Yeah.
I'm as lonely as a dick goes. Help me out.
Dick.
So Calibra captioned an Instagram post of him interacting with Elvis.
I've been ghosted.
Underwater. Okay, look below to read about their meet cute and watch them kicking it together in a lake. I will send you guys a video of the Wisconsin diver and Elvis the fish hanging out and bonding. It's really actually pretty precious.
Oh.
As precious as a smallmouth bass. And that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh my god, I liked it.
Lonely diver!
Lonely diver! You've been down in the sea too long.
I came up with
that
myself.
That was great.
I'm sorry about that. I
had
just...
At least I headbutts. Well, at least your mic's on.
Lola Diva.
I headbutted.
Listen to this segment as the Bad Witch discusses first dates and butt stuff.
I mean, I can't remember the first thing you took me to.
I can.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is funny. So the first, I don't remember which was first and which was second, but they were the first two.
Okay.
I took Daryl to see Cats.
Oh.
First.
Didn't understand it.
Didn't get it, and he asked me if the big cat was fucking the raggedy cat.
I said, I don't know.
And he said, my favorite part is them sniffing each other's butts. And I said, it may not be the best thing to take Daryl to the theater. So then I took him to see Chorus Line because I thought that he would think that Dance 10 Looks 3 would be really great. If he didn't like any other part of it, he would like that part.
Yes.
And he went to the bathroom during that segment.
But no. I was in the bathroom, and they don't have them anymore down there. But they had TVs.
Oh.
In the men's bathroom. They don't know no more. That's weird. And I look up and I go, those are titties.
Yeah.
And I go, and I came back and I go, did you know there's titties? And Lisa goes, shut up.
Oh no! Must be the season of.